You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Timothy Knight in the Watershed Post reports that on July 21st, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a new law that allows hunters to wear fluorescent pink camouflage instead of just the traditional blaze orange pattern. The intent of the law, the story says, is to encourage more female hunters. Richmondville resident Alicia Hoffman told the Watershed Post, quote, "I am glad the color is approved, but I hope that's not the only reason females decide to hunt. That's just nonsense," end quote. The law is only for licensed 14 and 15-year-old bear or deer hunters who are required to wear camouflage. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that while the U.S. Coast Guard wants to establish 10 new designated anchorage sites along the Hudson River for large ships, New York Democratic Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand want public hearings on the issue. The senators say the Coast Guard's safety reasons for the anchorages are important, but they've heard from many residents and local public officials who are concerned about the impact barges and vessels in the river will have on waterfront development projects and the environment. The comment period for this first stage of the proposal process runs until September 7th, but the Coast Guard missed a June 30th deadline to schedule public hearings. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ollie Stewart reports for News 10 in Albany that beginning this fall, New York public and charter schools will post the phone number for the state's child abuse hotline in a prominent location that students can see. Legislative sponsors of the law say 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys nationwide are molested, and these signs are meant to give children a way to find help. The signs in schools include this information: the statewide toll-free telephone number, which is 800-342-3720, the number for the deaf or hard of hearing to call TDD-TTY at 800-638-5163, the number for video relay system providers at 800-342-3720, and a direction if you believe a child is in immediate danger to call 911 or your local police department. New York is back in the presidential election news this week. First, the Washington Post released a long story detailing how Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton promised and then failed to deliver 200,000 new jobs for upstate New York during her Senate term representing the state. Quote, "But nearly 8 years after Clinton's Senate exit, there is little evidence that her economic development programs had a substantial impact on upstate employment. Despite Clinton's efforts, upstate job growth stagnated overall during her tenure, with manufacturing jobs plunging nearly 25%, according to jobs data," the story says. In the Hudson Valley recently, both candidates for the 19th Congressional District seat commented on Republican candidate Donald Trump's recent kerfuffle with a family of a killed-in-action soldier. The Daily Freeman reports that both Democrat Zephyr Teachout and Republican John Faso condemned comments made by Trump. Quote, "Gold Star parents are owed the ultimate of our respect and tribute, and I would never diminish or criticize or question the status of Gold Star parents because their child made the ultimate sacrifice. But the parent's sacrifice cannot be far behind," Faso said. Quote, "I would say the entire question is out of bounds as far as questioning the legitimacy of their point of view," end quote. Teachout said that the, quote, "only way to treat Gold Star parents is with extraordinary respect and honor," end quote. In 2002, the story notes, Trump donated $1,000 to Faso's unsuccessful run for state comptroller. Faso told the paper he didn't remember the donation, though he did remember that Trump donated more money to the Democrat, Alan Hevesy, in that election. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.